Good afternoon. I know today is a Mission Sunday, and Jim will have a report about Cambodia. And we're going to pray for the mission. But I wanted to share a small message from the Gospel of John about the mission. So it's related to today's topic. And I think I could preach only first Sunday every month. So I ask moderator Jim, let me preach today, you know. So, of course, very simple message, but it's a very important message. So let's read the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 35 to 42. Which is on the screen. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you'll see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Amen. Amen. I need the bulletin because I have old. Thank you. I have old NIV. This is a new one. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for getting together. And we can worship you, and we can pray, and we can learn from your word, and we will dedicate ourselves to you, Lord. Lord, give insight in our spiritual mind, then we can get your truth from this text, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you know, this is the first mission story in the Bible. And the one who worked as a missionary was Andrew. And the Bible said Andrew and another one were the disciples of the John the Baptist. The other Gospels don't mention about this. If you read the other Gospels, Jesus just went to the Sea of Galilee and tell the Simons and others, John and others, be a fisherman. But only the Gospel of John explained the background history. Andrew and probably Peter, probably John and other James, were the disciples of the John the Baptist. Of course, we don't know how long they've been being disciples for the John the Baptist, but when Jesus appeared, when Jesus came, their master, John the Baptist, declared, "Look, the Lamb of God, this is the one. This is the one I said to you. John did not know about Jesus Christ. Of course, he'd never seen him, but God gave the idea about the Messiah, about the one who will come to save this world. So when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he realized this is the one we are waiting for. And this is the one who's going to be killed for us. That's why John declared, not the superstar or not the king, but what? The Lamb God. The Lamb will be slain. The Lamb will be killed for us. The Lamb was sent by God for us. Lamb of God. This short, that strong declaration attacked the heart of his disciples, Andrew and others. So, verse 37, when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Andrew and others, they were the disciples of John the Baptist, but their master, John the Baptist, said, "This is the Lamb of God. This is the one." So Andrew and fellow, follow Jesus. Say goodbye to John the Baptist. Thank you. We'll follow a new one. We'll follow the true one. And John the Baptist said, yes. Follow him. My job was done. Maybe John the Baptist clapped his hands. Okay, go ahead. My job was done. Then I can die. Andrew, very straight guy, simple guy, you know. And Andrew and other fellow, start following Jesus. They followed Jesus. And verse 78 said, turning around, Jesus saw. Jesus was walking, and Andrew and others just following him. Didn't say anything, just following. And Jesus, oh, what are guys, you know, they're just gazing at me and following me. And finally, Jesus asked, what do you want? Hey, what do you got? What? Yeah. Well, it's kind of a strange question, though. What do you want? Maybe they're looking like bigger, you know. Well, we want to get something from this guy. Wow, what a guy this is. And maybe Andrew and fellow was talking about, hey, this is the one. What is he? He must be a carpenter. And Jesus finally said, hey, what do you want? What do you want? And they said, Rabbi. They said, Rabbi. This means teacher. Jesus was the new teacher for them, new rabbi for them. And what they asked, where are you staying? Where are you staying? What this means? Where are you staying? What are you staying? We want to be with you, right? Where you're staying means we want to be with you. We want to stay with you. We want to have a dinner with you. We want to learn more with you tonight. This is good answer. Great answer. If God tells you what you want, what is your answer? What do you want? Money? Wisdom? Love? What is your answer? Correct answer is, I want to stay with you. I want to be with you. What do you want? I want you. This is their answer. So what Jesus did say? So come. Very simple, dialogue, discussion. What do you want? Rabbi, where are you staying? Come. And you'll see. Wow. What a short story. But what Jesus said, you'll see. You'll see what? You'll see. You'll see. You'll understand. You'll know. You'll realize. You'll believe. Who am I? Come and see. What a strong and simple message. Come and see. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. Andrew went with Jesus and spent a night. Maybe he saw miracles. When the dinner started, Jesus changed the water into wine. Or Jesus healed somebody. Maybe not. Just they saw and eat with him and heard some stories. But they realized this is the one. Then verse 14. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was, verse 41, this is mission. This is the mission message. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon. This is what we have to do. When we see Jesus, the very next thing we do, find your fellow, find your family, find your friend. Looking for somebody. Don't hide the treasure in yourself. Don't be content. Don't smiling just by yourself. Yeah, I'm saved. I got an everlasting life. Jesus died for me. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's it? No. All you have to do is find someone to share it. This is what the Andrew did. That's why the 40 verse 41 is an evangel the mission message. The very first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon. Why? Because Andrew thought Simon needs Jesus. Because Andrew, maybe Simon was the disciples, one of the disciples of John the Baptist. So they both were looking for Messiah. They are looking for the truth. That's why Andrew knew Jesus first. Then he thought, yeah, I have to get my brother Simon first and bring him to Jesus. And the first thing Andrew did was find brothers and tell him, we have found the Messiah. This is a short sentence too. They're all short. I love it. We have found the Messiah. Greek English translation is correct. We have found the Messiah. Which means we have been looking for and then finally found the Messiah. This is the Greek meaning. Not just we found Messiah accidentally. No, no, no. We are looking for a long time and finally got Messiah, found Messiah. This is the message to his brother Simon. And what did he do next? Verse 42. And he brought him to Jesus. And he brought him to Jesus. And the later part is cut here. 42. We have found. And the next day, Jesus, verse 43, Jesus decided. Sorry. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. Andrew brought Peter to Jesus, and Jesus called him Peter. Jesus called Simon Peter, which means rock. Then Peter starts following Jesus. So what we have to do? So what is our mission? One, looking for somebody, find someone. There are many of them around you, right? Find someone and tell them what is the message. What is our message? Our church is good. If you become Christian, you become rich. No. I have found Messiah. I have found the Messiah. I have found the one. This is the one who saved me, changed me. This is the one. He is the only Savior. We introduce Jesus. What is our message? Jesus himself. I met Jesus. Well, where is Jesus? Oh, well, it's hard to explain, but I met Jesus. I can show you the guy, but I met Jesus. He changed me. He loves me. It's hard to explain, but I met Jesus. I love him. He loves me. He died for me. This is the message, right? This is a simple message. You don't need to think kind of theological or philosophical things. Just say, I met Jesus. He's the one. I love him. He loves me. Yeah. And bring him or her to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus. Where? At your home? Or church? Starbucks? Anywhere? Bring him in prayer? Bring him in singing? Message? Testimony? Anyhow. Bring him to Jesus. And then Jesus will change their lives. Not me. Not you, right? Amen? We cannot change. But Jesus has the way. Mysterious way, though. What did Jesus did for Simon? Jesus put a nickname on him. You're Peter. And Peter was shocked and started following Jesus. What a guy. He's a simple. You don't know the meaning of Simon? Simon's a lead. Lead. Planet. Nani? Ashi. Lead, okay? L-A-D or no? R. Or read. Read. Sorry. I'm Japanese. L and R is difficult. R-E-E-D. Reed, yes. Weak plant. The meaning of Simon. Yeah. And of course, Jesus knew who Simon is, right? He's going to be betrayed. He's a weak guy. He's a simple, but short-tempered, doesn't think enough. But Jesus called him, "You're a rock. You are the rock man." And Peter feels so good. "Oh, you know me." And he starts following Jesus. He's going to be trained, hard training. He's going to be the one got the hardest train in the world, right? He said, "I don't know Jesus for 3 times before the chicken." Yes. Sorry. Yeah, you know the story better than me. But the point is, Jesus knows us. Because he created us. This is what I preached this morning to Japanese service. God knows everything. Even one cell, one hair. Even he counted our numbers, our hairs. Amen. My hairs are losing. But God knows that. He counted every single one hair. We don't know how many hairs we have, though. But God knows. Because he created us and he keeps us living. Not we keep us living, but God keeps us living. So when we bring the people into his arm, he changed. He knows how to change our hearts. So all we have to do is what the Andrew did. Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to God. We just say, "I met Jesus. Yeah, good guy." "Well, I don't explain everything, but why don't you come with me?" And Jesus will change them. Amen? This is what we have to do. This is our mission. In Japan, United States, Cambodia, Korea, North Pole, South Pole, everywhere. But the point is, the people around us, we are the only one who can bring the people into Jesus. Our friends, our family, right? We are the only one, maybe. Maybe God will send another one, but now we are the only one. Your working place, your friends, you are the Andrew. You are the one who can tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, "I met Jesus," and bring them to Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for wonderful day. Thank you, this wonderful story. Lord, we have many Simons. We have many friends and people who need the Messiah, who need the Savior, who need God, true God, Lord. But we can do is tell them we met the one and bring them to your place, Lord. And this is what we have to do. And this is what Jesus ordered when he left this world. Lord, send us as your apostles. Send us as the Andrews, Lord. Send us to the people who are looking for the truth, We're looking for the salvation. We're looking for true love, Lord. Jesus, I mean, we pray. Amen.